Denny Elliott and Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.
So, Denny, you've had lots of time to think recently about doctor-patient relationships.
For sure. Sitting half-naked in a skimpy gown on an exam table, waiting for some doctor you've never met to walk in, does tend to focus one's attention.
That's how everyone gets treated. Patients wait for doctors to come in and to examine them. And if patients are undressed, it takes less time for the doctor.
It might be more time efficient for patients to undress first, but the fact that some procedure is standard or efficient doesn't make it right.
Can you clarify the ethical question here?
The ethical question is whether these standard procedures help or hinder doctors in meeting their responsibilities to patients.
And a doctor doesn't work best when they're just focusing on the illness?
When a patient and doctor meet for the first time, they need to form a partnership so that the patient can make the best choices on her own behalf. The doctor offers clinical judgment, but the doctor's job is to empower patients to make their own decisions.
Well, then, the convention of meeting your doctor half-clad likely interferes with the empowering relationship that doctors should be trying to establish.
Exactly. Judges sit above others on a high bench to communicate their ultimate authority in the courtroom, but your doctor needs to be with you instead of above you. You need to be face-to-face, both dressed or both wearing skimpy gowns, I guess, so that you can set the tone for the patient's decision-making authority.
So even if the initial meeting and discussion add 5 minutes to the doctor's time with the patient, that trade-off is ethically required so that doctors can meet their responsibilities to best empower their patients.
How do professionals empower you? Tell us at ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. Support provided by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.